Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I have got some pushback about my Jose stuff. The question of what they can, what they've done, have they done right by him? Have they done right by Jose? It's a difficult question to answer. I don't know if any of us has a full answer, but I think we have no shortage of opinions on it. And my issue was, again, it's a frustrating time. It's the perfect time of year for something like that to percolate because it's a June swoon. They're on the road. They have not played well. They haven't played well in a couple of weeks. They've so far had one of the tougher schedules in Major League Baseball. Oh, and you said sixth toughest schedule in Major League Baseball. Yeah. They're about to be turning it into the 28th toughest schedule in Major League Baseball. Thank you very much for that fact. It's been a rough stretch for them. And people start to get frustrated and they toy with the notions. And one of the notions that some of the people have toyed with is slaughtering a sacred cow, something you can't do. And in most sports, nobody is above the organization. And in some a lot of towns, nobody's above the organization. Like, do you think Cooper Flagg's going to be really good?
Good. I don't know if he's going to be transcendent.
Will he be Luka good?
No, I don't think
okay. So you could try to wrap yourself around that idea if you want to. But it's had a very, very, very bad effect in the Luka trade with the Dallas Mavericks. I think this would be Luka-esque even worse. There are people who go to the ball games, and this is a ticket-driven organization. Boy, they've pounded that down your throat. They go to the ball games to see him. And then you know what? They understand if he doesn't play. That's how much he's loved. Like, if you go on a Sunday, like I told you, I took Axel to that Astros game a couple years ago, and he wasn't in the lineup on a Sunday, and he's like, where's Jose? And I go, he's got the day off, and we all understand. It's a getaway day. Like, what other player has that?
Yeah, you don't say, oh, it's load management for Jose.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Okay, do you care?
That's how
obviously
loved he is
here. Stats are still like, his stats make it look like he's in his prime, but the reality is he's 32. So you don't expect him to be able to continue to put up these numbers for many more years after this, right? So I didn't even expect him to have these numbers this year. So does it matter at all if we're talking like if there was a blockbuster trade out there? That if you got this all-time return, I know this isn't the NBA, it's not the NFL, we don't think of it in those terms.
I know you
does it matter to you that he's not technically in his athletic prime anymore?
No, I know I'm supposed to say
Luka, never. Luka was in his prime when he got traded.
I know you I'm not supposed to say deal. Never, say never. I'm saying never. I'm saying never. I don't know what he'll be at the end of the contract and what age he'll be at the end of the contract, I should say, where he will be at in his prowess at the end of the deal. But my God, Like, he may get to the end of the deal, and he might have a little bit left in him, and then some team might want to. I can't deny those thoughts. But he is the organization, folks. He is the city, and there's been some. I get the frustration, man, but you're toying around with some dangerous stuff. That's dangerous. And you want to talk about, hey, we're a three-sport town. Lima, you mention all the time, you know, are we a real sports town? You guys only want to talk about the Browns sometimes, only football sometimes. Don't want to get into the Cavs the way you want to, or maybe get into the Guardians the way I want to and so many stuff. You're going to kill it. You will kill it right here in the city. If that guy has anything left and you moved on from him, they'd never forgive the organization. If you were going to do it, you better make sure that David Blitzer takes over right after because they'll never forgive you. He can't make that trade. New guy can't come in and make that trade. Old guy still can't make that trade. Because then Paul Dolan's from here. He doesn't want to be reviled for the rest of his life here. Maybe I could always try to defend it in some way. I don't want to. But you could always go, hey, you know what? Like when he finally does relinquish command of the Guardians as the principal owner and were to give way to David Blitzer or whoever else, I could go, hey, you know what? He was a sound businessman. I know some people are rolling their eyes as hard as they can. This is baseball, guys. This is what we do in Major League Baseball. He's a sound businessman, kept the right people in place. made the right investments when it comes to players. They were a pretty successful franchise. They just never got over the hump. They came as close as you could without doing it. And I can respect that to a certain level. Didn't like what he had to say about Francisco Lindor a few years ago at the Greater Cleveland Sports Awards, but that would probably get eschewed somewhere else. But man, you make that move, that's like, you didn't move the team. That's not Modell territory. That's pretty damn close for a lot of fans out there. 216-474-0092. Mike and Elyria, you're first up on the Fan. Yellow.
Hey, good morning, guys. You know what? I'm going to have to disagree with you and push back a little bit here. I don't think that they've done right by him. As a matter of fact, I think that they've done nothing. We're talking about an organization that not too long ago had not only Jose Ramirez, but Francisco Lindor on the same roster and did nothing then. They didn't go all in. They haven't.
What do you mean? What year are you talking about? 2017, they definitely went all in. 2016, Andrew Miller. 2017, Encarnacion.
Yeah.
I guess I can give you that. But I mean,
Andrew Miller went on one of the great postseason runs of all time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But I would say that you have Jose Ramirez, a guy who's given you a once in a lifetime discount. You will never, ever see that again. Mm-hmm. Ever.
Yep.
To trade this guy would be Rocky Colavito esque.
It'd be awful.
And I look at the lineup that they've surrounded him with. I mean, we had not just a week ago, we had, what is his name? Will Wilson playing second base. I tell you what, they've signed some guys in the bullpen, okay? Yeah, because you can never have enough pitching. I would have kept Pedro Avila over some of those guys that they've brought in. Matt Festa, that's your big signing. You bought him from the Texas Rangers.
Well, Mike,
what have you done with position players?
Well, Mike, I can't
tell me one position player. You got rid of two. And I know you're going to say, hey, it's great. They got out of that Jimenez contract.
They did.
They're the idiots that signed him to it in the first place.
Yeah, they were. They were, but they at least got out of that contract. You could still be eating that contract. That's not a good defense. It doesn't.
How does that benefit the Cleveland Guardians?
It doesn't. It doesn't.
How does that benefit them?
It doesn't. I'm not yelling at you. Say, you notice I'm not getting mad at you in red face and saying, getting all emotional and vulgar with you, Mike. Because listen, I think a lot of people would agree with you on that. I do. Right. The only thing I can offer is something that you're not going to accept is that they get their salary from their television deal. That was a rug that was pulled out from under them. And we could talk about how much more money they get when it comes to merchandise, when it comes to the television revenue that.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Shared with Major League Baseball and how much millions of dollars they get just to open up the door. I know we can get into a big thing. There are very big operating expenses that they have to meet to that. And I know you're not going to accept that, but that's just the truth of the matter of what it is.
I understand what you're saying 100%, and I agree. They're in a tough bind right now. But I will also come back to you and say this. When they did have a television deal, they were very satisfied being on the fringe. They were very satisfied with that because I'll tell you another thing. If they were to trade Jose Ramirez, I will walk away from this organization, like you said, and never come back.
A million.
I'm already halfway there because of just the lack of spending. And it's not even just the Guardians. It's baseball in general because I've been saying for years, they need a floor and they need a ceiling.
Yes, yes.
And until they fix that, baseball's in trouble. And they keep ignoring the fact. And then they're worried about going out, having 45 different streaming places for baseball and everything. They're going about this all wrong. They're losing more people, I think, than they're gaining.
When they were on the fringe, I don't disagree with any of that, Mike. Thank you very much for the call. When they were on the fringe, like you call it the fringe, they're in a very weird spot where they were trying to thread a needle. They spent what? Their most they spent was $133 million there in 2017 after the 2016 season. Now, I got to go check the numbers on that. It's in that neighborhood of the 130 millions or somewhere in there. You were right. I mean, they went out, they got Edwin Encarnacion, they went out and they got Andrew Miller. These were good things that they did. They went out, they tried to bring in other guys. What they are fearful of, what they cannot afford, And this is the difference. They can't afford the 10-year, $300 million contract. Like, we're talking about the Yankees on the phone yesterday. Yeah, they couldn't get Juan Soto for $765 million for 15 years. They still went out and got a great pitcher in Max Fried for what? Almost 300? What was it? $218 million? That's their consolation prize in New York, is Max Fried, a Cy Young pitcher who no one can hit for triple digits millions. We got one triple digit guy. That's all we're going to have. So you can't go out and you could pay the front of it, maybe. You could pay the first year or two, maybe. And then you get to a point where, like, hey, I got to trade this guy. And if he gets hurt, I got to pay the freight on all of it. All of it. So you can't afford the last 7 years of a contract or 8 years even. And so these other teams, when we start to get in these matches, we're not the only team that's doing this. There's 27 other teams that are doing this. 26 other teams because we're the 27th. There's three teams in there that are able to do something different. There's a couple teams that are actually able to do it, but they're not going to be wanting to or willing to. Matt on the road, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Wonderful, Matt. You go right on ahead.
Oh yeah, no, you know, I'm just delighted by this conversation. Like, first off, like, Jose just needs to walk in and just be like, look, do right by me, get me the you know what out of here, because this organization is not serious about winning. Everyone, everyone can throw out that Encarnacion, Andrew Miller thing. The only reason they spent on that was if you look back in 2016, 2017, whenever that was. There was a sale of a company called BAMTech where each team got a stipend or something, and that's literally the money they used. The second that money dried up, out went Encarnacion.
So they used the money they got from a sale on their players. We're mad about this?
Well, but what I'm saying is they only used
Wait. You wanted them to spend money on players. You're giving me an example where they spent an influx of money on players. What's the problem?
Okay, but... Well, the whole point is the second that extra money that wasn't theirs went in, they start cutting payroll again.
Because they can't afford it anymore.
Well, okay, so Ken, where did that extra revenue from the playoffs go? Where did the revenue from Guardians TV go?
I would imagine operational costs. I mean, you have a TV deal.
That's the problem, though. They just lost like $45-50 million on their TV deal, and it's going to be $45-50 next year, and it's going to be $45. They don't have any bidders. Like this, so, this town, unfortunately, towns like this, there's no
spend
regional
money
deal.
To make money,
it,
guys.
If I had $120 million coming in over the next 3 years, and then I got it chopped down to $30 million over the next 3 years, some guys are going to have to go.
Okay, well, real quick question here. You guys got me, Nona?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So these guys are claiming they're poor. What happened with this Buckeye Leadership Fund with the Dolans? Like, they clearly have money for politics. But you're claiming that you know you're too poor to run a baseball team. Small market.
Well, they're not poor. They're not poor. No, Matt. No one's claiming they're poor. They're not. And thank you very much for the call. They got $4.6 billion as a family sitting in the family trust. They're not poor, but they're going to operate the business as a business. It's hard for me to demand them to go in the red as a business. If you go into the red as a business, they're always going to protect themselves. So I'm not trying to stick up for a billionaire here in this case, because yes, his family is worth billions of dollars, but he's going to operate the organization as a business, and it's protected that organization because, yeah, he could operate into the red, and they can end up winning 87 games this next year and getting bounced into the wild card, and then all of a sudden he's got to let people go because his family's not going to let him spend into the red. You're not going
to
do that.
I heard what you said there, Owen. You said, well, you got to spend money to make money.
I was saying that sarcastically.
I know, but there are people that believe that, but if they went out and got one free agency
when you call in and go, well, they got money, so they spent it, but now they're not spending because they don't have money. Well, do people calling in with that thought processing, what's your bill situation at home? Are you living in a cardboard box now because you went out and got all the nicest appliances and couldn't afford it, but you're in the red now?
Well, your issue is because he's got to keep more than just the players employed.
It sucks that it's a business, guys, but it's a business. Like, because it's not a business for us.
Yeah, it's not.
Well, it's not a business for me.
And the advantage...
It's how I enjoy my summer.
Yes, and the advantage that the other sports get that they don't is that you don't really get to talk... You don't have to turn it into a business every time you talk about it. Give me the baseball talk that doesn't turn everything, with the exception of three cities, that doesn't turn everything into a business.
Yeah, they're fielding the same calls.
Two cities, really.
They're fielding the same calls in like 20-plus other cities.
Even St. Louis. Even St. Louis.
Well, they're going to cut back.
Yes. I mean, again, that's the fundamental problem with Major League Baseball. So when a guy like Mike Elyria calls in and he's exasperated with it, yeah, he's leading the club of all those guys. The thing that bothers me is, well, they're an unserious franchise. No, if they were an unserious franchise, they'd be firing everybody left and right. You'd have the owner out there making decisions for it. That's what you would be doing. That's not a serious franchise. This is a serious franchise that, yes, is binded by the money that they don't have compared to the other ones. And if that's an excuse, fine. The hell with it. You could do a hell of a lot worse. And you have with owners in the past.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.